Tractor Focus is brought to you by Garmin. We'll take you there.
Okay, let's bring in Scott Vernick. He's a privacy rights attorney in Philadelphia. Do you agree with me that the relatives of the dead students at VT have an enormous lawsuit that they can file here?
Bill, it's not looking good. You know, I don't think this is a privacy case. I think this is about who and when forgot to ask the right questions and whether somebody forgot to ask the hard questions.
Right. So you agree with me that it looks right now like the university was negligent.
Well, it looks to me like there were plenty of opportunities to people to be on what the lawyers call reasonable notice about an individual who presented a threat. And the question is, you know, what did people do about it when they knew about it?
The question is, they didn't do anything. Do you have any kids?
Yes.
All right. Now, what if your son were the roommate of this kid? You didn't know anything about him, and your son didn't know anything about him, and then you found out what happened. What would you do?
Yeah, I tell you one thing. I would be, as every parent in this situation would be, very upset. And you know, Bill, in your recitation, it's not just the police officer at the university. It's also the fact that his teachers or his professors were obviously concerned enough about his behavior that some did not want them in their class.
Yeah, one got him kicked out. But so all the evidence says that Virginia Tech knew they had a problem on their hands and just chose not to deal with the problem at all.
You know, I'm scratching my head, Bill. There are just a lot of hard questions which, even when they get answered, are not going to satisfy people.
No, but that's why I think you'll see the lawsuits start to fly. Now, the second thing is, once you are referred to the courts, and the courts then send you out, and you're evaluated by a doctor, and evaluation comes back, and the judge determines you're a danger to yourself and others, don't you believe, counselor, that that information should be public information?
Well, let me correct you on one thing, Bill, and that is what the judge wrote was that he was a danger to himself, not that he was a danger to others.
The first judge wrote that he was a danger to others.
And so, you know, this is always a balance here between an individual's privacy rights about their medical condition or about their mental health condition and whether or not this individual poses a reasonable likelihood of a threat to somebody else.
Okay, but the first physician who examined Cho reported that he was a danger to himself and others.
Yeah,
and then it went back into the court system.
Right.
And then another guy said that he was a danger to himself because of mental illness.
Right.
All right. But he didn't check the box that said he was a danger to others.
That's right.
But you basically got a time bomb on your hand. But let's just say that he did check the box, the judge. Then it becomes a public safety matter, correct?
No issue.
All right, so it's not a privacy matter anymore, it's a public safety matter.
Once a mental health professional reaches the conclusion that an individual poses the reasonable likelihood of a threat to others, and
privacy concerns go out the window.
You've got to speak
now,
up.
Can you believe that there is not a law, a federal law, that requires the states to report to the FBI people who are dangerous to themselves and others? It's a voluntary thing. So therefore, then he did the insta-check on this guy for the guns, nothing came up. You believe that?
It is yet another, you know, very hard, cold fact that a lot of people are going to have trouble digesting.
Yeah, I mean, and these are the things that need to be changed in the wake of this whole thing. If we can get that done, we make it harder for these people to do what they do. I agree with the callers who say that it will always happen, but you have to, responsible government has to protect the people as best it can. Anything else you want to kick in here, Counselor?
I think that's about it, Bill. As usual, you're, you know, putting it out there and telling it like it is.
I'm trying. Thanks a lot, Counselor. We appreciate your time very much.
I was expecting a big fight from him, but no, he can't get to the privacy.
No, because I'm so logical. I am, and my research is so rock solid that even the crazy people.
It doesn't sound very
crazy to
me at all.
It's not about gun control. It's about public safety. I don't want to take guns away from law-abiding citizens.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you need them. I need them to protect myself because the government can't protect you. But once you're certified as a danger to others, no guns. Everybody knows. That's the system.
Keep the guns away.
The college, and you don't put this guy in with, what, four other roommates?
No.
I mean, if I would sue those people. I mean, and they will. I know they will. You're going to see that did a flying out.
If he had just rolled out of bed and done this with no, you know, evidence, but my gosh, this went on for years.
All right. Let's take some calls at 1-877-9-NO-SPIN. Let's go to Honolulu where Wayne's hanging on. What say you, Wayne?
Yeah. Hello, Mr. Riley.
Yes, sir.
Are you there? Okay. You know, you're a very influential guy, and I listen to you a lot, and then a lot of your ideas are very valid. But being an Oriental here, what I'm afraid of is some kind of huge backlash here on or against young Oriental men.
No, if that happens, you let me know right away because we'll deal with that.
Well, let me give you my reason for this. You know, when Timmy McVeigh bombed the Oklahoma City thing,
right?
Never once did I hear anybody say, "Here is an Irish American that."
No, he was a generic white guy. He was believe me, the militias got pounded on that deal. The FBI is all over them. But look, there hasn't been any violence directed toward Muslim Americans in the wake of 9/11, so that's good. And, you know, if there were some hate crimes directed against Asian Americans and I got wind of it, Wayne, we would make a big deal out of it. Because, look, you know, it's absurd. And I don't think the guy's Korean background should be played up. The only reason that I mentioned it was because I don't believe any non-citizen should be allowed to carry a firearm in the United States, period. Period. Why are we extending that privilege? For what reason? Let's go to Joe in Walcott, Connecticut. What say you, Joe?
Well, Bill, thanks for putting me on. I've got a daughter that's been mentally ill for, like, since she was 3 years old.
She's I'm
in
sorry.
Her 20s now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a struggle for her and for us. And let me point out something about the mental health facilities in this state anyway, and the insurance companies, they don't want to pay for mental health treatment. As soon as your limit is reached in any mental hospital, the sky opens up and you're miraculously cured and you're sent back out again.
I understand that. And the federal government doesn't want to be paying mental health bills for millions of people. I got it. You know, it's a matter of resources. It's a matter of what we can do and what we can't do. Very tough on you and your daughter. Very tough on families. I think you take a look at it and do the best you can. But it is, you know, we live in a society where it is very hard for the government to pay for everybody's medical needs. And that's what the Democrats want. And if that happens, we change our whole society. Everything changes because the taxation rate would have to be so high that the free enterprise system would wobble. It would wobble. And, you know, you got to look and you've got to see what kind of a society you want. I understand. Let's go to Deacon in Dallas. What's going on, Deacon?
I have to... I agree with you in theory, but I don't understand how anyone would have a case against the state or the school when they are following the law to the letter of the law by keeping this guy's MO silent, because no one could even tell his parents because he was considered an adult because he was over 18.
Here's where it breaks down. This guy, once he threatened the teacher, Deacon, once the teacher went to the administration and said, "You get him out of here or I'm quitting," then it tilts over into, this guy's dangerous. He has a sheet. We know about the sheet. We know about the priors. And now we have a teacher saying, "You get him out or I'm quitting." You can expel the man. You can expel the man, Deacon.
So you've got the ACLU now.
Well, so what? Then you fight the ACLU. You fight them. They come on in on this guy's behalf, then you get your lawyers and you fight them. Commonwealth of Virginia, plenty of lawyers. You do what is necessary to protect your citizenry. Just, you know, the ACLU intimidate you? You fight them. And because the university didn't do the right thing, it's now going to be sued, and going to be the state of the Commonwealth of Virginia is going to have to pay out, I predict, tens of millions of dollars. Tens of millions of dollars in this case. They're going to lose all day long. Norfolk, Virginia. Brian, what say you?
Hey, Phil. Big fan.
Thank you.
I agree with you playing the videotape. Mm-hmm. I actually think that you should play it more. Because I think right now, someplace, after this tragedy happened, I read in the Virginia Pilot here in Norfolk several interviews from people, from the neighbors of this kid growing up and everything. They always noticed something strange about him, but never said anything. Right now, there is somebody out there in this same situation.
That's right. That's a good point. Another good point. So get Brian a signed Culture Warrior. And also remember Lee Sweel's book, 51% Minorities, available as well. But that's a good point, that other people now saying, look at this guy over here. Look what this guy's been doing in this school. So the exposure, the craziness, everybody talking about it can lead to people being more aware of these people in their midst. But it can also, as somebody said, light a fuse under the nuts out there. Oh, I want to do that. I want to get on TV. You know, I'm willing to blow my head off because I'm a loser and I have nothing to live for, and then I'll be a big star. So it does light that kind of fuse as well. 1-877-9-NO-SPIN. Back with more of your calls and comments in a moment.